Today, I want to talk about why waiting to buy a dental practice could be one of the most expensive decisions that you could possibly make. Sometimes new dentists don't fully think through the implications of working an associate job, because when you're working as an associate, you are taking an opportunity cost where you are making significantly less than you could be making if you were owning your own practice. My name's Chris. I'm a dentist and I've been a practice owner myself. When I first started out as a dentist, I worked an associate job and made about $200,000 my first year. My second year out of school, I decided to buy a practice, and that first year of ownership, my second year of actually working as a dentist, I made $700,000. We're talking about a $500,000 difference between year one and year two, because in year two, I decided to become an owner. I now run a business where I help dentists become practice owners. Just last year, I helped about 50 different dentists become practice owners who went through my full entire program, and probably another 200 or 300 that I worked partially with. I have some dentists who came to me who were making less than $250,000 that are now making significantly more than $500,000 a year. That's a double of their income between one year and the other just because they decided to become an owner. I now have a database of over 500 dental practices that I've evaluated, and I can see how much do owners make on average and how much do associates make on average. As a general rule of thumb, associates are making about $200,000 a year on average, and owners are making about $350,000 per year on average. Now, that $350,000 number is me being fairly conservative, because a lot of the clients that I work with, we help them find practices where they're making significantly more than that. It's not uncommon for owners to be making $700, $800, $1 million per year. If you go and you look at the BLS or online statistics about ownership and how much dentists are making, you can't necessarily trust those numbers, because number one, dentists have an incentive to lower their reported income for tax purposes. And number two, the types of dentists that have time to sit around and answer these surveys are also oftentimes the type that are going to be lower end on the income spectrum. Another thing a lot of people don't talk about is owners tend to be older. And sometimes dentists will get to a point where they've made enough money and they don't feel the need to work as hard as they possibly could. And so you have a lot of dentists that are purposely working less than they could just because they want to do things other than work. And so you have dentists that are working 3 days a week. You have dentists that are purposefully not taking on new patients. You have dentists who are purposely not treatment planning comprehensively. They're referring out work that they could be doing. They could do extractions, but they just refer them all out because they don't feel like doing it. Those types of dentists are lowering those income numbers, those averages. But if you, as a new grad and a relatively new owner, decide that you're going to work hard, you're going to work comprehensively, you're going to treatment plan comprehensively, you're going to not be referring out every single thing, you're going to actually be taking on new patients, and you're actually going to try even a little bit, it is not that difficult to make $500,000 plus per year. However, for today, we're going to be extremely conservative here, and we're going to say that as an owner, you're making $350,000, and as an associate, you're making $200,000. So as an owner, that's about $30,000 a month. As an associate, that's about $16,000 per month. That's a difference of $14,000 per month. I want you to think of all the things you could buy with $14,000 extra per month. That's $14,000 in addition to what you're currently making at your associate job every month. That is what it's costing you to stay at your associate job. Next time you are sitting in your office at your associate job with no work to do, sitting there waiting for some patients to show up, maybe someone canceled, whatever, I want you to just, hey, if I was an owner right now, I would be making an additional $14,000 per month. Next time you are considering, should I buy this thing? Should I buy this new car? You could literally work 2 months as an owner and have enough money to buy a very nice car. 2 months. Think about an entire year. Think about the next 5 years. Think about the next 10 years. When I hear from associates that have been working as associates for 5-10 years of their life, I cannot imagine the opportunity cost, the amount of money that they have wasted, the amount of money that they have given to the CEO of Aspen Dental, to the shareholders of Heartland Dental, the amount of money that the office manager and the other people at the office are getting to keep when you as the dentist are working for something like half to a third of what you could be working. Look, the first 10 to 15 years out of school, that's when you're going to have the most energy. That's when you're going to be able to work the hardest. That's when you're going to be able to see the most patients. Why would you waste that working at an associate job? Now, the first 1 to 2 years out of school, does it make sense to work as an associate? Sure, of course. I've seen some dentists buy straight out of school. It's difficult to buy the day you graduate from school. But once you've worked at an associate job for at least a year, That's all you need. Now it's time to become an owner. Let's talk about some of the excuses. Why do people wait? Why are there people working at associate jobs when they could be making more as owners? Here are a few of the excuses that I hear, and I'm going to show you how these excuses are absolutely not legitimate. Number one, I need more experience. When you work as an owner, you are going to be doing the same exact dentistry that you were doing when you work as an associate. If you need more experience to become an owner, then you need more experience to work as an associate. You're doing the same work. You're doing the same fillings. You're doing the same crowns. The difference is when you're working as an associate, you're sharing a portion of your profit with someone else. When you're an owner, you keep that profit for yourself. So no, you do not need more experience to become an owner. If you are a dentist and you've graduated from dental school, you have all the experience you need to become an owner. Some people say, well, I know how to do the clinical side, but I haven't learned the business side of dentistry yet. Yeah, working as an associate is not going to teach you how to run a business. You're working as an employee, it's going to teach you how to work as an employee. If you want to become an owner and you want to know how to run a business, you need to actually become an owner and run a business. You're not going to learn that stuff by working as an associate. So no, working longer at an associate job is not going to give you more experience to become an owner. The second excuse is, well, the timing isn't right. The market's not right. The interest rates are too high. Oh, there's not enough practices for sale. There's always going to be practices for sale. There's always going to be dentists retiring. There's always going to be practices available for sale. You just need to get started as quickly as possible. It's similar to investing in the stock market. There's a saying like, when was the best time to invest in the stock market? Oh, 100 years ago, 50 years ago. When's the second best time? Right now? Because you don't know what tomorrow's going to look like. It might go up. It might go down. You just got to get started. You got to start investing your money, putting money every month into this S&P 500 index fund or however you're going to invest. As an owner, remember, we're talking $14,000, being conservative, extra that you're going to be making per month. The more years that you are working as an owner, the more months that you're going to be making an additional $14,000. It's going to compound over time. With investments, let's say you put some of that money into the stock market, into retirement accounts. Now we're talking $14,000 per month plus interest. It is extremely expensive to stay at an associate job. Here's another one I hear that makes no sense at all. I need to pay off my student loans before becoming an owner. That makes no sense because you're going to be making more money when you're an owner. Therefore, it's going to be easier to pay off your student loans because you're going to be having more money. Let's say your living expenses are $10,000 per month and you're making $15,000. That's only $5,000 over your expenses to spend on things you enjoy, saving and paying off your student loans. But let's say you make an extra $14,000. So now, in addition to that $5,000, you have $14,000. So you now have $20,000 extra over your living expenses each month. It's gonna be so much easier to pay off your student loans because now you could put a big portion of that $20,000 towards your student loan. Do not try to pay your student loans off early if you're working as an associate. It makes absolutely no sense. When you apply for a practice loan, they're gonna be asking you, how much liquidity, how much money do you have in your bank account? That's what they care about. They don't care about your student loans. They only care about your student loan repayment number each month and how that compares to money you have saved up in your bank account. So, you can put your student loans on an income-based repayment plan. If you're working as an associate, you're probably not making ownership level income just yet. And so your payments are going to be relatively low. Also, the first year or two out of school, oftentimes you don't yet have to recertify your income-based repayment plans. And so sometimes you can work for the first few years out of school and the government is still acting as if your income is relatively low. Also, remember when you graduate, you're probably graduating in the summer. You're going to be working as an associate and you're only going to be working half of the year, which means your income is going to be half of what it typically would be. For the first year out of school, your income is going to be based upon when you're in dental school. So probably zero. The second year out of school, your income is going to be based on that first year that you were working, which is typically half of what your total income would be. Your student loan payments are going to be significantly lower. So that's 2 years. 2 years out of school where your income-based repayment numbers are going to be very, very low. So just pay those minimums. Save as much as you can in your bank. Become an owner. Once you are an owner, making that additional $14,000 per month extra, then you can start paying back your student loans. The next thing I see is dentists who are waiting for the perfect practice. Absolutely, you want to make sure you're buying the right practice. If you buy the wrong practice, it can be significantly worse than not buying a practice at all. Out of the 500 practices I've evaluated so far, I've only recommended clients go forward with about 20% of those. That's one out of five. That means 4 out of 5 practices I recommended don't buy. You want to make sure you're buying the right practice. If you buy the right practice, it can be one of the best decisions you've ever made. But if you buy the wrong practice, it can be one of the worst decisions you've ever made. It can cause some enormous headache. Do not just buy any dental practice. I've seen some dentists who look 30, 40, 50, 60 practices before they buy a practice, and sometimes they never do because they could never find the right practice. Don't fall into that trap. You need to look at quite a few practices, but you don't need to look at 50 or 60 practices. Sometimes dentists will get so specific on location where they have to buy a practice in this. Well, I want to be in this city, and I don't want to be on this side of the railroad tracks. And I want to make sure that the office has this many operators. And they get so incredibly specific that they're just never going to find a practice that meets that criteria. So you should work hard to find a practice that you're going to be happy at. But also keep in mind that this is a job. If you have to drive 20 to 30 minutes to your job, you work there and you come home, spend the time and energy on making your life at home as good as possible. When you go into the office, you shouldn't be spending that much time sitting in your office. A lot of dentists obsess about like, oh, I want to have this nice office with this nice view. You're not even going to have time to enjoy that. If you're actually working, go in there, work as hard as you can, and then get out of there. When I owned my office, I set my schedule to where I was working 3 days per week. Even within those days that I was working, I limited the amount of hours that I was going into the office. I made sure that my assistants, my hygienists, my front desk people could do as much of the work at that office. I didn't spend that much time in the office. When you're an associate, you gotta be there at 7:30, you gotta stay there till 5. You're there 5 days a week because you don't have control over your schedule. You don't have control over your time. But when you're an owner, you have so much more flexibility, so much more control. You no longer have to stay there all the time. You might find when you're an owner that you spend significantly less time working and you're making significantly more and you're having significantly more time to do other things that you enjoy. Maybe you go into an office that isn't necessarily the best part of town, you don't love it, but you're making $500,000 a year, you're working 3 days a week, you can spend the rest of the time on the golf course, you can spend the rest of the time traveling, you can spend the rest of the time doing things you enjoy. And the final reason I see associates waiting to buy a dental practice is simply because they're afraid. They think it's a bigger deal than it really is. I mean, it's a big deal. You need to be careful, make sure you're buying the right practice. That's what I help my clients do, is make sure they buy the right practice. But overall, it's really not that big of a deal. Like, I want you to understand that. It used to be that everyone would become an owner. I think a lot of this propaganda is the DSOs. They're actually trying to make ownership seem scarier than it is because they need associates that are gullible enough to stay working at their associate jobs. As an owner, conservatively, you're probably gonna make something like $14,000 more than you would be making at your associate job. I've seen some dentists go on to make significantly more than that. You're doing the same exact dentistry you'd be doing at an associate job. It's really not that scary. You're gonna have more free time, more security. When you're working a job, if they decide to let you go for whatever reason, then you're out of there. When you're the owner of a business, you have to have every single patient decide to fire you if you are gonna lose your job. It just doesn't happen. The only way as an owner you're gonna lose your job is if you get into drugs or commit some sort of crime and you lose your license. But as long as you don't do that, then you're good. You're safe. You have more security. You have more control. You're making more money. What are you afraid of? Why are you so afraid of ownership? Now is the time to become an owner. Don't wait any longer. Even waiting another 5, 6, 12 months, $14,000 times 12, that's a lot of money that you're leaving on the table by working at that associate job. So next time you're waking up at 6:30 a.m. to go into work at your cushy associate job, understand how much that is costing you and the implications of if you stay at this job any longer, you are losing out on so much that you could have if you became an owner.